Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor that will be assisting your account here in the fraud department. May I have your name, please?
My name is Shanaz Frost.
Okay, thank you. And could you reconfirm your shipping address for me, please?
At 3627 Rena Avenue, Concord, California, 94519.
And thank you for that information. Give me one moment to pull up the account.
Thank you.
And I'm still here just waiting on the account to load. I apologize for the wait.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, and thank you for holding. I do show that a sweepstakes offer was done back in February for the Tactical Bag, which enrolled you into our online discount membership club.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't remember to order anything. And I just noticed that I was looking at my statement like a few days ago, and I noticed that I've been charged $56.95 like almost every month, and I said, "What is this?" And I called my bank, and they asked me to call you guys, so that's why I'm following the.
Okay. I do show that a tactical bag was ordered where $7.95 shipping and handling was paid, and it was delivered to your home.
Yeah, I didn't receive anything. I don't remember get any membership. Membership for what? Membership for?
The membership, it's $56.95 each month. With the membership, you do receive a $125 gift card voucher that we send to the email each month, so that way you can shop at our online discount store using that voucher.
I have no idea. Did you send all those vouchers to me?
Yes, ma'am. It was sent to the email. Do you have a packbill.net email?
Yes, but I never used that. So you can see it's still there, because I wasn't aware of all the voucher, nothing. I didn't use any of those.
Okay. Do you think anybody else in your household could have set up the account using your information?
No. It's just me and my husband living here.
Okay. Well, we can go ahead and proceed with filing fraud charges on the account. But I do need to make you aware that all cases of fraud, they are forwarded for pending investigation, and that any false claims or fraudulent charges, they can result in penalties such as a fine. I just need your consent to go ahead and proceed with sending your information over to your local authorities for you, being that your card information and address is being used to process orders.
Okay.
All right. I am going to place you on a brief hold to work on the account. However, I do need to make you aware that since this account has been open since February of this year, unfortunately, I won't be able to issue a refund for all of your charges that were billed to you. But let me work on the account, and I'll come back and give you the details on what we did for the account, okay?
Okay, just one second, please. Just my husband is here. You want to say something?
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, I mean, this is a membership, okay? She never you are not aware of any membership or anything. Membership to what? We did not do that. Like, we have a gym membership. We go there to gym every day. So this membership, whatever it is, she never used it. And she was not aware that she was being charged every month. Who placed the order for this membership?
Well, the only information that I have, it's under her name and address. So that's why we're doing the fraud investigation, to find out what's going on.
Yeah, because I would like to know what are the benefits of what membership. I have no idea. Is it a club?
The original order was placed back on February the 25th for a tactical bag, and the shipping and handling was paid for, which was $7.95.
Tactical. What's a tactical bag?
It's like a backpack that you can use for camping or any other purposes like that.
So every month she's charged because of that bag?
Yeah, so with, if there were some terms and conditions with the offer as far as enrolling the account into our online discount web store, when that did not get canceled, it charges monthly and then it sends a gift card voucher for $125 to her email every month so she can shop at our online web store.
We were not aware of that at all.
Is that money fund?
We did not, we don't recognize, I don't, I mean, I know that. I'm not even, I remember seeing anything. Even the bag, I don't even know what's the tactical bag and why you need a tactical bag. We don't count for anything.
Okay. Well, I am going to go ahead and get this information submitted so that way we can work on the account to see what we can do for the charges on the account, okay?
And then also, we are going to contact the bank to totally cancel this account because, you know, the bank tried to cancel it, but I guess they were waiting to waiting for some type of information from you guys. We did not receive it. We received an email, a letter on the mail that we cannot process this and all that stuff. And I have no idea what's going on. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
And I'm still here. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay, no problem.
And thank you so much for holding.
No problem. You know, the, just listening because I was researching it online. The company with phone number is Ultimate Electric Silver or something. Ultimate Electric. This is the company who charges every month, and we have no idea what is this. And the number is that I called was 844-237-7649.
Yes, sir. And what you're reading is a merchant ID. That's what the billing falls under due to the fact that we sell multiple products and online services. I am completely finished with working on the account. I submitted all your information. Pending that investigation, I'm able to issue three refunds, which would cover September, August, and July charges of $56.95. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to receive those refunds.
So how about the remaining?
As far as anything else remaining, unfortunately, I'm not able to do anything else about those charges due to the age of the charges and also the address and email information matching in which we have sent out the gift card vouchers each month. So I'm only able to assist with those 3 months.
Yeah, but
okay, I think
okay.
That's fine because
that's okay.
It's gonna take well, a while, and I just give up, and you can go ahead and refund 3 months for me. I will do.
Okay, so you should see those refunds go back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Great. Thank you so much. This is good enough because I will take a while. I know this thing, but it's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And again, this account is canceled, so you don't have to worry about any additional charges.
Thank you so much for
You're
your time.
welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye-bye.